proclamation number 7399 dated the August 27th, 1959. Cause for the entire creation. Lucifer's fall. In the beginning you were free beings, full of light and strength, capable of creating and working in inconceivable bliss, and doing this in harmony with my will. In the beginning you were images of God, created in all perfection, which is precisely what characterized you as godlike beings and made you supremely happy. The state, however, did not come about on your own merit but as a result of creation, since nothing imperfect was able to come forth from me and every created being corresponded to the fundamental being which had externalized it into space. I was the creator of all these beings, and thus the living creations had to be absolutely perfectly shaped beings which corresponded to my fundamental nature. But I was not satisfied with this creation. I was not content with beings which had to be as I created them, but I wanted to be surrounded by beings which were like myself but had shaped themselves into such beings of their own accord. This sounds incomprehensible to people who do not delve deeper into the cause of the entirety of creation, who have not yet contemplated what forms the basis of the act of creation. And it is, in fact, only understandable to spiritually awakened people to whom all correlations can therefore be explained. A perfectly created being was incapable of acting in any other way but in a good way as long as it was only active within my will, that is, as long as it receives its thoughts from me and processes them in accordance with my will. But such a being only is and will always remain a living creation of mine, which, despite its perfection, did not satisfy me. However, I had equipped all beings with free will, because this is an essential part of a being's perfection. And this free will was therefore meant to help me complete the work I had commenced, but which had to be continued by the beings themselves in order to turn the living creations into children who were to create and work with me and beside me in supreme beatitude. Their free will was not restricted in either direction. And this free will had to subsequently prove itself. The being, which was able to desert me, was supposed to stay with me of its own volition and thereby prove its divinity. The beings were quite capable of doing so, since they were brightly enlightened and undeniably recognized me as their God and Creator. But there also is another goal before their eyes, a goal which they were able to see, in contrast to me, who is an invisible God to them and whom they also wanted to behold. This visible angel spirit was Lucifer, my first emanated work of creation, who radiated in supreme brilliance and in this beauty also remained visible for the beings. He, too, had to take the test of free will. He, too, had to prove his divinity by voluntarily subordinating his will to mine, by keeping it within my eternal order, in harmony with his divine nature. But he directed his will wrongly. He was able to do so by virtue of his freedom, and I did not restrain him in any way when he turned his will away from me and became my direct opposite. I did not prevent him from influencing all the other beings in this direction as well, and allowed them absolute freedom to decide, for me or for him. For only this decision determined the fate of the beings which emerged from my love and whom my love wanted to turn into my children, which, of course, is and will always remain the work of these beings themselves. Thus I allowed my created beings absolute freedom in regards to their decision, and only a small fraction passed this test of will and remained with me, whilst the majority followed Lucifer and thereby plunged into the abyss, that is, they lost light, strength and freedom and can only regain these after an infinitely long period of time, But then they will be able to stay with me in supreme beatitudes. Children into whom they shape themselves of their own free will in accordance with my plan when I created them. And therefore I will not rest until I have, sooner or later, achieved my goal. Amen.